From the land of the midnight sun, the sound of Alice Babs. Welcome to this special edition of the Jazz Image. This is Lake Hammond with a sampling of memories and conversations from 60 years of jazz broadcasting. This interview, which you are going to sit in and hear, was really recorded on WOV Radio, which was 1280 on the dial. WOV Radio was a notable station for introducing jazz artists to all of New York City, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Errol Garner at that time was really just breaking in. And he was booked on the west side of town. The club was called the Embers, and the Embers at that time was one of the really fine clubs of New York City, white tablecloth, not like Birdland.
You can hear the sound of the Embers, where a lot of good people gather to hear fine piano, for the simple reason that Errol Garner is there every night. Hello, Errol Garner, are you on the 1280 Club Party line?
Yes, hello.
This is Lake Hammond from WOV New York.
Well, Lake, how do you feel?
This is the second time we've had a chance to meet on the party line.
Sure, on the phone.
I should say so.
But I mean, after all, we're going to make it...
in person, aren't we?
In person. But we're doing wonderful real now.
Well, you know, I thought I'd catch up with you because I'd heard some of those relaxing sounds one night on a visit to the Embers.
Wonderful.
And, you know, every time I get bewitched by your spell, I figure that it's high time to talk to you and find out what makes you tick on the inside.
Well, I mean, just say some nice, fine, beautiful people listening and good relaxation makes me tick on the inside.
And that makes good music, doesn't it?
That's for sure.
Who actually gave you one of your first inspirations musically?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's so many wonderful pianists that I liked, so therefore, I can't just say who exactly inspired me. I guess I just like the piano to go along with all the wonderful people that I heard. I like good music. I like some classic things, you know. And I like good jazz when it's played good. And I like a little Dixie on the side when it's good every now and then.
Sure.
I like Bob Crosby and Jimmy Dorsey. They used to do a few nice things, you know.
That's happy music, isn't it? You know, I just heard a new extended play record of yours that you did on Columbia.
Oh, yeah?
In which you get 6 minutes to let your hair down.
Oh, that's for sure.
Don't you think this new medium of extended play and long play record is just the thing for guys like you?
Well, that's for sure, because it allows us more time, and you don't have to whack up an arrangement once you make it, you know, and take this out and put this in order to make it fit a 3-minute record, you know?
Uh-huh, that's pretty limiting, I'm sure.
That's for sure.
Errol, we want to thank you for just taking time out. I know you're going on stand at the Embers.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go on right soon as I get done talking to you.
Over those, over in the slick 50s over there, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, lots of good things. We'll come sit under your piano and enjoy all that music.
Wonderful. Thank you, Lee.
And we want to extend the invitation to everybody within earshot. Go hear Mr. Garner in the atmosphere of the Embers, where he smolders nightly.
Ooh, that I appreciate. Thanks so
much. All right, good night.
Night, Lee.
Good night, Errol.
The Jazz Image Special Edition was made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The producer of this series is Steve Blonds. Tape restoration and digital transfer by Steve Weiss and Creation Audio. Catherine Vai is our audio librarian. Production assistance provided by KBEM FM Jazz 88 in the Twin Cities. This is Steve Blonds speaking. Join us again for more of Lake Hammond's historic interviews on the next installment of the Jazz Image Special Edition.